Show us your hair whip.
Pay no attention to them haters, because I... Oh, my neck. I'm joking. Whip them all. Oh, it's all in my eyeballs now.
Oh, no.
And I've just put Vaseline on my lips. Like, it literally just whipped and went...
Are you sure you want to be a Beyoncé backing dancer?
Absolutely. Did you not think I could have done it last night? You saw my mat dancing to Beyoncé last night. Did I not look like
I thought...
Yeah, remember? Oh, no, not Beyoncé. I need to be a Rihanna backing dancer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I look great in a set of trackies and a hoodie.
And shades, they not wear shades. Like that.
And literally go in.
I think we're going to start.
Good.
Hello and welcome to the Feathers and Florence vlog this week. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just ruffled now.
Melissa's had a hair ruffling moment, a Beyoncé Rihanna moment. You might have seen that earlier.
No, it was Willow Smith.
Oh, Willow Smith. Doing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We hope you've had a good week. This is a video all about the must-have veil that you must have.
That you must have. Veil that you must have.
I might edit that title on post-production.
I think you probably should.
The must-have veil that you must have at your wedding in 2023, 24 and beyond. We've had a good week, haven't we? We weren't here last week.
No, we were away.
We were away. Well, we were busy, actually. We were really busy.
Where were we?
No, well, we weren't away. We just were busy with appointments, so we apologise. But we're back this week.
You're getting confused. Yeah, we spent all day Saturday in appointments.
Yes.
And then on Sunday, we went to the tennis.
Oh, we did, actually.
Yeah.
We went to the tennis.
Date.
Yeah, well, it was date.
Date. So we had no time.
Yeah, we didn't have any time.
Because we were selfish.
Yeah, yeah.
Looked after ourselves.
So we hope you've had a really, really productive week. We're going to tell you all about what's coming up with us at the end of this video. But as we said, this video is all about the must-have veil that you must have. I need to change that. At your wedding. And we're going to dive straight in with Melissa. So let's start with, we're going to go backwards. What is one of the veils that we've got in the studio that you must have?
Yeah, I've actually picked out three today. Liam said, pick one veil you must have. The must-have veil that you must have. And I said, well, there's multiple.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Not because you might want multiple veils, but a veil is... we've got different lengths of veils. Yeah. We've got different designs and different detail of veils. So I've actually picked out three, all with detail.
First one
is... And I'm going to say it's my absolute favourite, but I'm going to say this for most of them.
Yeah.
The first one is actually a pearl veil. It's got cluster pearls on it. It's actually a fingertip veil, this one, which means that it just comes, as if your arm was down, it just comes to your fingertip. So it's a shorter veil, which is good for dresses. A lot of people don't want a longer veil, or if they've got a lot of detail on the bottom, they want a shorter veil, so...
I was going to ask that, actually.
Fingertip veils are nice for just if you've got loads of detail or you've got a huge train that you don't want to cover up with a veil, then a fingertip veil is great. But also, a fingertip veil looks really, really cute and, like, really chic with just, like, a really simplistic, minimalist dress as well. So, loving the pearls at the moment. Pearls are really in. But if you liked this, but the... wanted a longer veil, you could have this in any length. So you could have the cluster
and that's
pearls.
Single tier.
Yes, this is a single tier, which means that there isn't a tier, so when it's on your head, there isn't a tier that you can bring forward over your face. You don't have to bring it forward because you can have it at the back and it gives you that waterfall effect, but it is single tier, this one.
And who is our fingertip pearl veil designed and made by?
Yeah, this is designed by one of my favourite people, Claire from Toulon Flow Bridal. She's absolutely amazing. And all of these pearls are hand-stitched onto the veil. So you can get pearl veils are all over the shop right now, and you can cheaper versions from probably eBay where they've glued
pearls
on, so they're just going to drop off at the sight of any movement, really. But also, when they glue them on, you can actually see the little yellow blob of glue because it oxidises and doesn't look right. So Claire sits there and perfectly places them all and stitches them on.
And it comes with what colour comb? Or you can have any colour comb?
You can have any colour comb. So you can go silver, gold, rose gold. You can go clear plastic, but they aren't as nice and comfortable, if I'm being honest. So, yeah, you can have any colour of comb.
And it's such good quality. I mean, it's luxury quality that you're going to want to keep that forever.
Do you know what? Because you can easily store a veil.
Yeah.
But also, if you felt this tulle, it's so soft. It's just like the most dreamy tulle. Again, you can get some where they're quite stiff and don't have that movement. Mm. And I think you'll just not get quality like it. So.
Okay.
Number one.
Pearl veil. Number two, while I move out of shot, am I still in shot? Is Natasha.
Yeah, we've got Natasha veil, which is actually a veil that matches a dress that we have in the studio. This veil has been designed by Savin. It's from the Dream Collection, and it does match the Natasha dress. So this is a thicker tulle, so it isn't as floaty, but it holds a lot of weight at the bottom because you've got 3D florals on this one. So it is a little bit thicker, and then we'll do some B-roll right
here. We're gonna show in this. So
at the bottom here we've got all 3D florals and embroidered vines here with little leaves. There's sequins on it as well, just to give it that sparkle. And also there's scatter pearls, harp pearls, all the way up the veil. Just really delicate detail with the just harp pearls there. So this is just if you're looking for a bit more of glitz and glam on your veil. Again, really suits the Natasha dress that we have, which has big bishop sleeves, with all the detail on and detail on the top, and there's no detail on the bottom. But also, this is a great veil for any dress that you, even if you're looking for a minimalist dress, and you want a bit of detail in your veil, this is gorgeous. If you're looking for that sparkle without having sparkle on your dress, this
just a hint of detail all over, isn't it?
The 3D florals at the bottom are just wow.
They are. Length?
Oh, yeah, did not mention length. So this is actually all of the Dream veils come in one length.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually cathedral length, which is, it's long. It's a long veil.
If not nearly the longest.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it. Right, great. Let's move Natasha out of the way. And we'll go on to, need a drum roll. The must-have veil that you must have at your wedding.
If you're not having those two.
If you're not having those two. You must have our very own...
Da-da-da.
Munro veil.
So, again, we've actually had this designed by Tulle and Flo because we've got the Munro dress, which has this amazing petal lace on the dress. I'll show you the right way around. And we needed a matching veil for it because it was one of our favourite dresses. It's very popular. Everybody always kind of swoons over the dress. So we were like, we need a veil for this one. So Claire at Tulle and Flo, she designed the Munro veil with the matching lace. And it's amazing. Because it goes from the bottom and it just trails up the sides. There's little petals kind of hanging off, which just gives it so much movement. It just looks so romantic. Again, it's on the most luxurious tulle, which is really soft. It's just, it's giving you the detail without any glitz and glam. Like, there's no sparkle, but oh my gosh, it is so elegant.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We love it.
Yeah.
It's our favourite.
Yeah, it is.
Are we allowed to have a favourite?
Yeah, you can have. Yeah, of course we are. We're human.
It's my favourite.
It's, yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And it's ours as well, which is probably what, yeah, you will not get the Munro Vale anywhere.
No.
It is ours and we love it. And so length.
Yeah, we've got this in a chapel length. But again, you can have this in any
length. Yeah.
So most bridal dresses have their trainers usually at chapel length. So this actually matches most trains, unless you've got a puddle train or no train at all. So it's kind of like the most popular length and most common length to have.
Yeah.
But again, if you wanted to go shorter or longer, you could. And if you wanted to go double tier as well, you could. We actually had a bride that went double tier with this.
Yeah.
But she didn't have the detail on the double tier, so she just had the tulle, so that if she wants to bring... So the double tier is where it comes over your face, so she didn't put the lace on the face because that would be too much. She just had the detail on the bottom, and it was gorgeous.
Question for a 60-second answer.
Oh.
If a bride is watching this and going, I love all of these veils. I love. Let's say Munro because it's here, but I want a bit more detail.
It's possible. Do you know why? Claire can't say no.
This is true. This is true.
And it sounds like we're like forcing her. You must do it. But actually, she's just one of those amazing people that, if we have a bride that, you know, wants fireworks on their veil.
Yeah.
Claire was like, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Because she loves getting creative. She is amazing. And she loves making your veil dreams come true. So, if you're thinking, I want more. So we actually have a veil with no detail on it as well.
Really?
Which we bring out for appointments where you come in just to have a look at veils. Or maybe you think you've got your dress and you want to have a look at, but you don't know what you want. But you've got something, some detail on your dress that you want to put onto your veil, we can show you the veil with no detail on it. And then you can almost imagine if we place the veil on the detail of your dress that you want on your veil, or even if you've got an idea in mind, I don't know, you want it dyed, you want 3D florals on it, and you want petals that are a different colour, we can make it happen.
So they are that is the veil you must have. The must-have veil at your must-have wedding in the next 12 months, I'm going to edit the title, is the Munro Veil, our very, very favourite. So,
our very, very favourite.
Our very, very favourite.
There's some really bad England today.
There is, actually. Thank you for that. What have we got coming up in the next few weeks? I've got things that I want to let everybody know.
Oh. What?
We are going to be at the very first showcase of the Bowland Teepees wedding venue.
Oh, yes, sorry.
At the end of July, we'll put a tag below so you can save the date in your diary. It's a teepee site in the middle of the River Valley. It's brand new. They are taking bookings for weddings next year. And we are going to be there. We are their preferred partner. People. We are their preferred people and their preferred partner. For wedding dresses and veils and accessories. And we're really excited. And we've got a shoot there in a couple of weeks as well. So you're going to see loads of content from that on our social media.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I thought you were going to announce something else that I know that you've been working on, but you're going to have to wait for that.
Yes, that's going to be out end of August.
Okay.
So it's quite a way to go. So if you're watching this in August, you're in luck. But keep your eyes on our YouTube channel for something seriously exciting which is coming. And also, we have new additions to the curation, which are coming, we think, the end of July.
We hope.
Which are very exciting. Our curation is just changing and evolving all the time, isn't it? And we're really excited about it.
Well, actually, next week, why don't we show a new dress that we've received this week?
We're going to do that. So be here. What should people do if they've liked this content in 15 seconds?
Come back next week.
Thank you.
Subscribe, like it, share it, comment. Watch it again.
Watch it again. Watch it again. And thank you very much. Thank you for being here. We've just finished our weekend's appointments, so we're going to go home.
I'm really sorry.
And, I'm tired.
And you can't yawn on YouTube.
All right, I think let's rewind again.
Thanks very much for watching. We're going home for our tea, and we will see you here on another episode. Just see below for the next stuff. See you later.
Bye.